With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans have picked Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota as their nominee for House Speaker.
The GOP is trying for a third time to fill the top leadership position and get Congress back to work. Emmer was the front runner in private balloting Tuesday among a list of mostly lesser-known congressmen for Speaker. Tuesday's vote is no sure path to the gavel. Emmer won a simple majority of his colleagues behind closed doors, but will need the support of almost all Republicans during a House floor vote ahead.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It's been 3 weeks since Republicans ousted Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration wants to ensure safe passage for people out of Gaza, especially for U.S. citizens. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden has offered full-throated support for Israel's right to defend itself and target Hamas, and he also wants to make it possible for Americans and others to leave Gaza.
We still want to see safe passage out, and particularly for the several hundred American citizens that we know are in Gaza and want to leave.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says U.S. and Israeli officials have had frank discussions about Israel's pending Gaza ground invasion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Crews worked through the night clearing the wreckage of more than 150 vehicles involved in a series of crashes on Interstate 55 near New Orleans, caused by a superfog of marsh fire smoke and dense fog. It killed at least 7 people and injured another 25. The death toll could climb. A tropical storm, Otis, forecast to become a hurricane before making landfall near the resort of Acapulco late Tuesday or early Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 149 points, the NASDAQ adding 63 points. This is SRN News. Canadian military chaplains advised not to mention God.
The top brass have sent a memo to clergymen within the Canadian Armed Forces advising them that they should, quote, not use the word God or other references to a higher power to ensure that all feel included and able to participate in reflection no matter their beliefs. Many servicemen are making their feelings known to the Canadian pro-life website LifeSite News, expressing outrage and warning that all religious faith will be affected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father has filed a federal lawsuit to block a state policy that prevents schools from letting parents know that their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short is arguing that that policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. Several school districts have decided not to follow the policy. This is SRN News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's fully recovered from the conditions that caused him to freeze up before the cameras on two separate occasions this summer.
When asked about the freezing incidents, McConnell told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, "I'm in good shape, completely recovered, and back on the job." Shortly after the incidents in July and August, McConnell's team said he'd been feeling lightheaded as he recovered from a concussion sustained during a fall back in March. At the time, the Capitol's attending physician also ruled out that McConnell had suffered a stroke, a seizure, or that he suffered from Parkinson's disease. Bob Agnew reporting.
A former National Security Agency employee from Colorado pleading guilty to trying to sell classified information to Russia. Under a plea agreement approved by a federal judge on Monday, prosecutors have agreed to not ask for more than 22 years in prison for 31-year-old Jarrah Sebastian Dawkey. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.